Tefillah for Life, Shir 591, Wednesday and Thursday, Parshas Vayera. We are discussing the next pasuk in Hoidu, and the pasuk says, Kael Yisrael, hu noisin oiz v'sa'atzuma islam, baruch aleikim. So again, this pasuk is saying two concepts. First, we discussed last time, Neira aleikim imikdashecha. The Rabbeinu Shalom's neirois, the Rabbeinu Shalom's wonders are seen, they come out of the mikdash of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then we say, Kel Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shalom, who is the God of Klal Yisrael, who noisen oiz v'sa'atzuma islam, he constantly gives might and power to the to the nation, which means Klal Yisrael. Baruch aleikim, the Rabbeinu Shalom should be blessed, the Rabbeinu Shalom should be gebenched. So over here, we are turning it a little bit. And we are saying, first of all, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Neira Mimikdashecha. The Rabbeinu Shalom's Niflois are sourced in the Makam of Mikdash. But then we continue, Kael Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shalom, who is the Kael, he is the Rabbeinu Shalom of Klal Yisrael. He takes care of Klal Yisrael. His main focus is on Klal Yisrael, like we said many times. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom is called Kael Yisrael. He is the God of Klal Yisrael. Every demonstration of the Rabbeinu Shalom's might is with Klal Yisrael in mind. And even though we see many things that take place in this world, and we can't necessarily connect the dots and understand what it has to do with Klal Yisrael, we see wars, we see people getting hurt, we see people making money, we see people being matzliach. And to us, it seems like there's a whole massive world going on besides for Klal Yisrael. But this pasuk is telling you, first of all, you have to understand Kael Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the Kael of Klal Yisrael. And even though he's the God of the whole world, and he controls, and he runs, and he navigates the entire world, but really, he has Yisrael in mind. And our job is to learn from what goes on in the world, and extrapolate from it, and try to change and improve based on what's going on in the world. But we have to remember that the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't forget about us. And even though we're in Gullus, and it doesn't seem like we are on the top of the world, we have to understand that we are on top of the world. The Rabbeinu Shalom just doesn't show it to us, because that's the purpose of Gullus, that we should live with a Hester upon him. But we have to believe and internalize that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Kael Yisrael. And that's another step in understanding the power of tefillah. Realize the Rabbeinu Shalom is listening to you. His main might is used for you. He's here to benefit you. And yes, it looks like there's a whole world. But that's merely a mirage. You are talking to Kael Yisrael, who wants to listen to you, who wants to benefit you, and whether it's in an open way or not an open way, the point is he's here for you. And he wants you to turn to him in tefillah.